very impressive to me. I don't know if you notice how many times it says one. Seven times. How many times you have all? You can look in the bulletin too, and your bulletin is the same text right in front of it. Four times. Well, in scriptures, the number four and number seven is very, it repeats over and over again. Do you know what the number four stands for? What the number four stands for? Complete. Everything's complete, the four corners of the earth. Have you noticed that the earth has no four corners, but it's this expression because it's round, so there's no corner. But it says the four corners of the earth. And four is a symbol of completion. And seven is a symbol of what in the Bible? It stands for what? Perfection. And some cases also completion. But when the Bible says seven times seven, it means there's no end, infinite as well. And so I was just calling attention to this because it says there is one body. What is the body that's talking about here? It's the church. There is one church. And there is one spirit who leads that church. There is one God who has called us to that church. There is one Lord that keeps us in faith. There is one baptism that confirms that faith. And there is one God and Father of all people that allows us to understand that before God we are all equal. We are all here as VIPs of God. Last week we talked about God's VIPs. So those of you that were not here, we're going to give you just a tiny little detail about it so you understand where we're going with this message. Because today is God's VIPs in communion. The text that we chose before, remember the scripture? It says one body, one baptism, one. It keeps repeating, like I said, seven times with the intent to say there is only one. Some of us keep searching for the right place to be, and we have so many options. United States alone, there is more than 30,000 different churches that call themselves Christians. And people ask, if the Bible is only one, how come so many people, so many different opinions? Yeah, because of opinions. And that's why every time the people rely on opinions instead of the Word of God, there goes another church. And so, but the Bible says there is only one. The question is not, I need to find out which one, but also to be committed, because most people do not change their faith because they want to be, you know, they are so used to a tradition that it's hard for them to give up what they have been used, you know, for years and years, and for decades they are doing exactly the same thing. And that's true in eating and dressing, the way we talk. Once that we get used to something, we don't want to get it go. But in faith, it's very risky because it will talk about eternal life. So let's talk about God's VIPs in communion. What is a VIP? Excuse me. It says, according to the world, a VIP is a very important person. Very important person, why? Because he's famous, because he's from Hollywood, or because he's a liar by profession, because that's what an actor means. You know, some of people do not know that the word actor in Greek is a hypocrite. That's in Greek, a hypocrite, which means a person who many have many faces. So don't come as a good actor in a church, okay? That's not a good place to act. According to the Word of God, of course, God's VIP are those who place God's will above everything in their lives. God is number one. Uno. Okay, number one is God in everything we do. And then it says being a VIP in God's eyes means this. You recognize that you are a chosen. There is a purpose in your life. You are loved and have a specific purpose in God's plan. That is why it is so vital for us to understand this message. It is not about our own works. Many people become Christians and they think that all you are to be a good Christian, they have to do this, to do this, 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 and they spend a lot of time on the do's and on the don'ts. And they lose the perspective of what it means to be like Christ. Don't worry so much about what you have to do. Worry about what you have to be. And the doing is a natural process. When you are, you produce. Don't try to say, I'm going to be good in order to be God's child. No, because I'm God's child, there's nothing else I can do but good. That's the way. Instead, it is about divine qualities in us that shape our actions. When we have the God's qualities in us, that in itself will produce the works that we don't need to worry about. Now, divine qualities in communion. Now I'm going to make application for what we did last week into today in communion. So divine qualities in communion. VIP. Very what? Read with me. Very infinite principles. Infinite means forever. That means a divine, because only thing that lasts forever is God. So the principles in God. In order for us to have communion, we need to have those principles in us, or we will not be a VIP in God's eyes. If you want to be a VIP, I believe all of us do, right? Do we or not? Yes. Oh, yes. At least one of this, okay? Yes, we do. We all want to be a VIP. But we don't want to be according to the world. We want to be according to the Word, okay? Second, very insightful purpose. Have you noticed that a person who has no purpose have no sense of direction either and become nothing? Because one thing that defines what we are is the purpose that we put in everything we do, everything we are involved with. So it's very important for us to label our own actions based on the purpose that guide those actions. Number three, very important preparation. If there is a purpose, there will be preparation. If there is principles, there will be purpose. Number four, very inspiring promises. Now, promises in the Bible, there is two types of promises. There are promises that are conditional, and there are promises that are unconditional. So there are promises that God says, this is going to happen. For example, the Lord is coming. That is not conditional. The Lord said that he will come, and he will. Amen. The first time he came as the Messiah, it was not conditional. He said, I'm coming. And 4,000 years later, he came. And he died on the cross. And that's why we are here today celebrating. So promises that are unconditional. But there are promises that God makes to you. And there is the if. If you do this, then this is reserved for you. We do the same thing with our children. When we give them chores or something, right? And be careful. Legally, the legal term for some of those things are bribery. So, so don't buy the obedience. Obedience that is bought is very, very disturbing. So don't buy your children's obedience, but reward them for being what you want them to be. All right? Number five, and I could have made this list much longer, but we don't have the time for it, so we just made it in five. Very inviting presence. If you have principles in your life, if you have purpose in your life, If you prepare for everything that you are committed to, and if you always have a promising life, then I'll say this to you. Everybody wants to be present in your life. Amen. And the presence is here as of the Almighty One. For some of you that haven't been here before, why we have those words in this color? If you notice, everything that refers to God, I put in capital and I put in that color. Because I want you to visualize, and that I want that to be in your brain and forever stamped, that God is different, is unique, and deserves special attention to our eyes. Not only to our ears, but to our eyes. So that's why we do this, to make it very clear for you as you read the Bible verses. Now, very infinite principles. You see the V, the I, has the same color, meaning this is related to God. Okay? There is one body and one spirit. See there? That spirit is talking about the Spirit of God. Just as there is one hope to which God has called you, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And the list is very clear. There is one God, a Father of all people, who is Lord of all and works through all, is in it all. Okay, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Here is the whole. I put this in the screen just in case that somebody wants to take pictures, but it's just a repetition. Now, move on to the next one. Very insightful purpose. And we know that all things, how much?
All things.
So when you get something very negative, some bad things happen in your life, look, open your Bibles in Romans 8:28. Or you may say, too easy for you to remember, 828 Romans. Think about soldiers. They will be standing with you there. So it's 828. All things work together for good. Don't assume that just because something is going to work, it turn up to be good. The devil has misled some people out there saying, oh, God broke my leg so that I don't have to work on the Sabbath. Yes, believe me, I have heard in my ministry, I have heard these things inside the church like that. People that says that God is in the business of torturing you so that you have your will shaped the way he wants. No, God does not do that. That's the devil's work. And by the way, the devil does not need God's help to do his work. He does all by himself. He has billions of angels, of demons to help him. Has nothing to do. God says, you know what? The devil threw you this rock. Let me teach you, my child, how to pick up those rocks and build a wall to protect you. So everything the devil sends in your ways to discourage us and to turn us against God, God tells you, if you have a purpose in your life, if you know who he is, he says, let me show you what I will do with this affliction that the devil sent. Now in Texas, we have this calamity. You know, parents that no longer will have the privilege to hug their little ones. And also in Ukraine, in Gaza, and many parts of the world, in Africa, in many places in the world where there is conflict, there is somebody who is asking, why, Lord? Why? If all things contribute for the good, why is this happening? If that comes to you in your life, when you are separated from a loved one, when something happens, or you go to a doctor, that doctor gives you bad news, don't let the devil tell you that this is not true. All you have to do, he says, be patient, because in due time, God will show you, because he loves you, he is your father, and he says, in my own time, I will show. Just stay with me, be patient, and I'll show you exactly why all things work for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And how does God call us? His VIPs. chosen, holy, with a purpose. Very important, preparation. Preparation is ideal, important. A lot of people, sometimes when they get involved in a project, they don't take the time, and they will make more mistakes. The more you prepare for something, the more you value what you prepare for. Sometimes people say, today's Sabbath, I'm going to church. Have you prayed for 7 days about the Sabbath? I like when in Hebrew, when they say the first day of the week is the first day until the Sabbath. Second day until the Sabbath. They remind themselves every single day that the Sabbath is coming. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do the same as true Seventh-day Adventists? The Sabbath is coming. The Sabbath is coming. Some people sometimes they call Friday night when it's no longer Friday night. That's how the devil sometimes tricks some of us. We are there doing things that we're not supposed to do because the Sabbath is already there. But we keep calling Friday night. Also, it's still Friday night. No, it's not Friday night. The Sabbath is already here. If we confess our sins, what happens? He is faithful. Again, the call of the capital, you know who is he, right? He is faithful and just to forgive us some of the little sins, right? All. Anybody here wants to be holy? This verse gives the secret. Do you want to be righteous? Do you want to be just like Christ today? All you have to do is to give God a chance by confessing your sins. Confess your sins and He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when we are clean from all unrighteousness, we are holy. I hope you understand. This picture, I told you, I like art. And the person who did this picture is awesome artist because the details is incredible. It's very impressive. In John 14, verse 3, it says, "And if I go," of course, he did, "and I will," what? "Prepare." That word there is prepare, "a place for you." Who is you? The VIP. He is VIP. He says, "I'm preparing a place for you, and I'm going to give you a ticket that will say VIP, chosen one, holy nation, loved one." It says, "And I will receive you to myself, because where I am, I want you to be there too." Amen. Remember back to the text, one Lord, one body. He is in us, for us. So because God is one, He wants us to be one with Him, not only in purpose, but also He wants to be present with us where we are. Amen. God planned for us to do good things and to live as He has always want us to live, just like Him. We fathers, we want our sons to be like us, right? God have mercy sometimes. But I mentioned here before, I'm going to repeat because some of you never heard. When my wife was cutting my son's hair, he asked her to cut just like me. He thought this was a haircut. And it's beautiful how the innocence of a child. And he said it was so beautiful. I remember he did this thing in his face. He said, "I want just like Popeye." This is why He sent us Christ, to make us what we are. He made us to make us one in Him. It says everyone, And now here's a special advice to those that wants to be VIP in communion. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. And Paul continues by saying, for those who eat and drink without discerning, what happens? He says, we bring judgment upon ourselves. Sometimes I use this text and people say, oh, I'm not going to take communion because I did not. That's why it's important for us to be prepared before the communion comes. Because all of you are invited to come to the table, the Lord's table. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what?
The desire of your heart.
The desires of the heart is a very dangerous place to be, right? But not when you delight on the Lord. When your eyes are on the Lord, when your ears are on the Lord, when everything, when you put God first, there's no problem with your desires. They are a reflection of the God that you worship. Another promise. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just part of it. All of it. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in everything you do. And then it will happen. And he will show you which path to take in life. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Another inspired promise. The yes to all of God's promises is in Christ. And through Christ, we say also yes to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Yes, the Lord is the yes. Very inviting presence. I put this hand over there. This symbolizes the hand of God. And I hope that you see in your imagination, you see God always extending his hand to you. But look what happened here. Where is you? In his hand. All right, look there. Literally, you are in his hand. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our new general conference president made reference to this, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I have this underlined. Every Bible that I read are underlined this. I find it very amazing. And if you look, verse 13, it's also beautiful. Same Isaiah 41, verse 10. You can look at verse 13 as well. Now, we are a chosen generation. Here are the VIPs. See if you qualify, okay? Are you a chosen generation?
Yes.
I hope so. Are you a prince and princesses because the King of Kings is your father? Are you holy because the Lord resides, his presence is in you? So you are a special people. May the Lord bless you because you are chosen. May the Lord remind you that you are royal. May the Lord always be present in you so you may be holy and also special. Now, the Lord says this. I like this picture so much because it's saying to everyone, all of you, imagine here you being one of them. It says, all God's VIP, come and have communion with me. Is the invitation. Yes, communion, the elements, steps to oneness. For some of you who haven't seen this before, in the word communion, C-O-M stands with in union. Okay? It says you and I. That's what forms communion. It needs to be you and I. The you here is Christ saying to you, You and I, Jesus Christ says, and I. That's how communion takes place. Jesus Christ says this, I pray that they may all be one, Father. May they be in us, you and me, and I am in you. May they be one, so that the world will believe that you sent me. Yes, you and I. Communion. Jesus Christ says, do this in remembrance of me. And what he wants us to do? We want to be VIPs in communion. Christ's invitation says, when he, Jesus Christ, had finished washing the disciples' feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. And he asked this question, do you understand what I have done for you? It's very important not to just do things, but to understand the meaning of it. And that's why we are continuing in John 13. It says this, you call me teacher and Lord. All rightly so, for that's what I am. And he continued by saying, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, just like Sister Brittany was mentioned here, the value of humility. And now God came to serve, to teach us the greatest thing in life is service. Amen. Just like this special song, also make me a servant, right? I want to be a servant. You also should wash one another's feet. We should. It didn't say you could. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, what do? Let's go home, don't do it. Or maybe another time. Or maybe when I feel better. You will be blessed if you do them. Can you afford to postpone your blessings? I can't. I grab them every chance that I have. I grab those that I can see, and the Lord grabs those that I cannot see. But I am anxious for blessings. Are you? So you be blessed if you do them. A person who has been baptized needs only to wash his feet. That's what Jesus Christ is talking to Peter. Because Peter said, no, I'm not going to allow this to, you're my master. This is humiliated, don't do this. And Jesus said, Peter, unless I wash you, you have no communion with me. You have no part with me. That's what it means. So we have three locations that we use to have the foot washing. There is this room here, right when you leave the sanctuary, you turn to your left, and they're called overflow room. Over there, we'll have, according to the bulletin says here, we'll have the ladies. And then outside to the other extreme, the first class is for the men. And then the cradle roll, another two classes down, it is the couples. And so if for some reason you cannot participate because due to a situation, a handicap or something, that please talk to the pastor or talk to the head deacon, one of the deacons, and we'll make a provision to help you any way we can. Okay? If there is anything that is something that can be done for us to help facilitate for us, let us know. All right? And so this time, I'd like to ask everybody to stand, and we will go to those locations. Okay? If anyone stays inside the sanctuary, I'd like to remind you that this is not a social hall.